question, supply quality management, it is SQM, SQM. Let us go into detail what is SQM and what is the takeout of this session at the end of the slide. Objective. After going through this chapter, you will be able to understand the working definition of supplier quality. What do we mean of supplier quality? How do we define those activities, etc.? How to manage supplier performance? How do we measure and manage the supplier performance so as we get a right product and right price and right quality? How to TQM principles are linked to supplier's quality management system? We are talking about a total quality management principle and how it is linked with the supplier quality management system like ISO 9000. Understand the concept of Six Sigma and let's go into the detail of what is Six Sigma, how it is followed, how we measure the Six Sigma as an end result. ISO certification and assessing supplier quality management system, we spoke about it. Let's get into the concept of supply chain. Look at this, it's a typical example of a garment manufacturing telling consumer. Look at, there is an input, it is the raw material, it is the cotton, and there is a supplier who buys the cotton from the agriculture and then he processes the cotton to ready to use input for garment manufacturing, and the supplier gives that, sells that to manufacturing. The manufacturing do value addition there and ensures and convert this as a cloth, and then it is converted, stitching those things as a final product. And then it reaches the distributor through various means. Once it reaches the distributor, he further distribute to the retail outlet or to large industry consumers, and finally it reaches the consumer. This is the concept of the entire supply chain activity, where purchase is one element. We talked about it in our previous session. Again, looking at that, there's the raw material. And it's processed the raw material into an input to from a supplier, and the supplier gives it or sells it to a manufacturing unit, but possibly that is us. The purchase process happened between supplier and manufacturer. When the procurement is happened, the final product is manufactured and it is distributed through the distributor and reaches to various outlets of retails, and hence it finally reaches the consumer. This is the concept of supply chain, how the product is finally reaching the end consumer from its origin, that is from a raw material format, and then finally it's a finished goods which is consumed by a consumer. We are covering this element of spending of what we spending on purchasing parts and services. Many companies, manufacturing companies, spends almost 50 to 80% of their money on purchasing parts and services. Suppliers simply form too big a piece of the pie. In many manufacturing companies, the input cost is very high, and naturally the suppliers cost, it is procuring the material related to transportation till an inventory management till it reaches the final stage. So the cost and spends are very, very high in many manufacturing companies. Organization must recognize that for them to be successful, they must help their supplier to be successful as well. If the organization is more organized, structured, and very strategic approach towards procurement as well as their final product pricing and selling, it is natural they have to extend these all parameters and the strategy to their supplier as well to be more successful. So if the company needs to be successful, their vendors and suppliers equally to be successful. If purchasers are serious about supplier quality, by extension of logic, they are serious about their own quality. If we are assuring what we get in our site for producing any product, there is a logic in that, it is natural that kind of quality is extended to our suppliers as well. So the input quality is up to the mark, so the output is also equally up to the mark as per our design and final product selling parameter. Lapses in managing supplier quality can tarnish the reputation of even the world's best brand. If we don't manage our supplier efficiently or effectively, or not looking at the quality of input, naturally it will also spoil the image of our own brand. This example has been quoted earlier as well. In automobile industry, any of the component which is being used in an assembly from a supplier, if there is any defect in the supplier's quality, naturally the cost of recovering on recalling those vehicles from the market and then refitting those defective parts till it again it is being serviced and being given to the consumers. It means there is a time involved, again there is a brand reputation all involved in this kind of activity naturally. So unless we are ensuring our supplier quality, we tend to see this kind of challenges in our final product and the managing or reputation of the company. Any firm that does not manage quality throughout its supply chain risks customer dissatisfaction. We talked about the concept of what is supply chain from the origin till the consumer and various stages, and why it is very important in every stage our products are managed appropriately from input to output. Naturally, that if we don't manage it effectively, naturally, then risking our customer dissatisfaction of our final product. Let us get into some definitions of quality. Quality is defined as degree to which a set of inherent characteristics fulfills customer requirements. It means if I am procuring an input for our manufacturing, we are the customer of the supplier. Naturally, the quality of that input should be as per the definition. Characteristic means those components are to be as per design definition that meets our requirements. That is very, very critical as a quality definition for any vendor, supplier or customer relationship. One expert defines quality as a total composite of product and service characteristics of marketing, engineering, manufacturing and maintenance through which the product or service is used will meet or exceed the expectations of the customer. It is not alone the product of quality, it is also the characteristic include the marketing activity, how do we market, what is the engineering marvel of those products and services, what is the manufacturing capability and the technology we adopt, and how do we maintain till the usage of the product life cycle. So these kind of total service component is very, very important to define a quality, and not alone the input or the final output of the product. Definition of a supplier quality. We talked about the product quality, let's get and understand the supplier quality a little bit in detail. Customer means not only the buyer, but till the last link of the consumer in the supply chain. We had quoted one example about automobile industry. It is the component of the supplier till and then it reaches the end consumer and the product defect is identified, then the repercussions are huge. So naturally, if the supplier supplies the product as per your requirement till your side, it doesn't end there. This also till it is consumed and it reaches the final consumer as the total supply chain which we have seen in the initial part of this slide in this session, till it reaches the end consumer, and so as this entire value chain of supply chain is managed efficiently. That is its supplier's quality. Supplier quality represents the ability to meet or exceed current and future expectation. Most of the time, we believe a supplier provides the input as per our requirement, it's over. It's not current alone. Also, if we are looking at these expectations from the supplier is beyond current supply and also extended in future requirement on future supplies as well. Consisting in meeting requirements of the customer with critical performance area. It is not only a one time quality expectations is fulfilled, but subsequently it fails. It means there is a consistency across the activity till the relationship with this particular vendor with us is very, very important. Meaning and interpretation of the definition. Let's get into detail. Inconsistency in quality and poor supply schedule adherence of a supplier. We spoke about it a little bit in the previous slide. If the supplier or the vendor is very inconsistent in their quality or supply schedules adherence are very poor, naturally he is not a good supplier. Supplier who can satisfy today's requirements but cannot keep faith with the future requirements is also not a quality supplier. we are in an expanding business and we are engaging a supplier who is in a position to meet our current requirement as well as also to keep the pace on which we are progressing, so as the supplier is able to give all our inputs as per quality and as per our requirement. We spoke about this critically. If we have the relationship of the supplier, it's not all unsuccessful business, it's natural that he will be in a position to meet this kind of requirement of our future requirements. So naturally, he is a good supplier, otherwise he is not a quality supplier. Addition to quality inputs and scheduled adherence, including of conformance, performance of input delivered, post-sale support and essential service requirements. Many of our product reaches the end consumer, that is post-sale, and also he is in a position to support his expertise and knowledge for essential service requirement based on our requirements. With supply chain, purchasing does not just buy parts or service from supplier, it buys and helps to manage supply capability. We spoke about this more in detail in the previous slide. Again, the supply chain is starting from a raw material really reaches the end consumer. The purchasing activity is not only just buying a purchase and services from the supplier. It buys the help to manage the supplier's capability. Focus beyond supplier's physical deliveries of inputs, but also on systems and processes that create those inputs. We also need to look at what kind of strategy the processes and system they are in place in by the vendors and suppliers. Naturally, those will be reflecting the final output. A better process and system, the output also will be naturally better and perfect as per design and requirement. The supplier's expertise and capabilities in logistics, engineering and supply chain management. We also have to look at how efficient a supplier is. What is his logistic capability? It means his transportation as well as warehousing as per the requirements of certain products. Engineering and supply chain management. He is efficient on the engineering design part of his component as well as understanding our requirement is very critical. And understand the entire supply chain process management. It is starting from again from the raw material till reaches the consumer. Meaning and interpretation of the definition continuing part 3. To remain as good partner with the vendors. This results in a quality relationship and receiving quality input. A vendor is a partner, natural it is, so as his the results of the quality relationship, the quality and relationship will be better to achieve a better quality outputs. A buyer cannot expect the highest levels of supplier performance and the supplier must respond to frequent design changes. If I am the buyer and I am expecting high level of performance from the supplier, when the supplier must to respond frequent design changes. For many cost saving plans and projects, the natural that we will be looking for alternative or substitute for an existing design, so as the supplier must be in a position to respond those kind of design changes. Supplier expect minimal product design changes. That is how he expects. Early knowledge about future purchase volume. We have to create a visibility of future requirements for a supplier. Early knowledge about new product requirement. Able to provide him more window for any new product development requirement through him. This enables him to look at his facilities and investment requirement appropriately. Involvement of supplier. Suppliers simply have to be included in the process as follows. Where and how. Effectively communicating with the supplier. There are many modes and means today available, so as the communication channel is always open and available to interact with each other. It is very, very critical as part of effective management. Making supplier as part of the development process. If any activity or development happening in a component for our finished product, it is natural that we have to engage the supplier appropriate time and that appropriate designing time, so as he is part of our decision making activity. Focusing on suppliers' cost structures rather than their prices. Just negotiating the prices does not yield any cost cuts. Also look at what type of cost structure he has and how we can help him to improve his cost structure so as it resulting into our pricing our final product pricing as well as input pricing with the supplier to negotiate better. Supply cost modeling helps supply prices down and high quality, we spoke about it. Emphasizing long-term relationship with the fewer supplier. It is recommended that we keep fewer supplier to maintain the quality as well as our relationship better. If the consistency of the supplies are adequate to meet our requirement, and also if we can keep our communication channel better, the relationship improves with fewer suppliers. Objectively evaluating supplier performance. We talked about supplier performance evaluation, when we should do, what we should do, how we should do. So as it can be very objective oriented, so we can get a right supplier and his performance up to the mark. Supplier surveys. We can do a lot of surveys related to supplier in the market to decide who is the right, what is the satisfaction of the supplier related to product supplies and other information related to the manufacturing and buying activity, which helps us to give an eye to what type of suppliers expect, what are the suppliers expectation out of the buyer, so that we can tune our strategy and policies towards that to achieve our end result. Objectivity, which talked about, it should be very object oriented and not randomly doing things with the vendor. Looking at the supplier teaming, we talked about communicating effectively, continuous improvement in participation, looking at its cost modeling, objective evaluation, how do we evaluate a supplier, it's objective based and not randomly being done. Long term relationship, how to create a long term relationship by way of investing our time with him to see our products are as per design and as per the price which we can negotiate better with him. Fewer supplier, people should have always a better supplier, and it should be minimal to avoid complexity in product, consistency in the quality as well as the other purchasing related processes. Development process participation, whenever we are defining any process related to a new product introduction or existing product modification, natural that we can involve the supplier and vendor appropriately so as he can extend those processes in his own site as well to enhance his final product cost effectively as per the better quality format. For successful internal customer supplier relationship, three basic questions to be asked to internal customers, which are: what do you need from me? What do you do with my output? Are there any gaps between what you need and what you get? It means what type of relationship should be there. Both should have a clarity related to what he is expecting from you, what is needed by the buyer or what is needed from the supplier. Is there any gap between them and understanding, so as we can iron out those gaps to ensure the internal customers are appropriately served. Here we are looking at, there is input from external supplier, once it reaches, there is a customer, which is the internal customer, internal supplier. It means one function to another function, one function to another function. That's how this entire process moves till it reaches the final output to external customer. So the C and S, C and S stands for the internal customer and supplier relationship within the organization to ensure our product flow through appropriate channel till reaches the end customer. Primary importance is cooperation along with best price offer, adherence of schedule and desired quality is critical while deciding the right supplier. We talked about cooperation and secondly best price offers and schedules. These are the desired quality, these are all very critical while deciding the right supplier. Once the vendor evaluation is done and he is very good at this parameter, it is natural that we can decide the right supplier. Proximity of supplier or group of supplier to the manufacturing site to ensure transportation and least lead time. We talked about any manufacturing activity should be connected appropriately with the least lead time, so as any inputs reaches to the manufacturing or assembling site based on the production schedule. So the proximity of the supplier or set of supplier nearer by manufacturing site. Arrival of inputs as per schedule and parcels to avoid holding inventory at site. So it is very important to optimize our inventory at site, so as the inventory carrying cost will not go up, and also damages and other multiple handling of such inputs in our site. Natural that arrival of input is very very critical as per our requirement to avoid holding inventory at site. Delivered material by the supplier is inspected properly by the supplier and is of good quality. A good supplier is always ensure the quality prior the product is being shipped to his consumer or the buyer. So natural, if he follows certain standard set of quality measures to ensure the product or inputs to the buyer is as per the design and prescribed permit.